into some new thing. We all look like babes in the spring, out with the old and in with anything. Nostalgia is the rose that regret grows, like an afternoon into an evening. Like an afternoon, like an afternoon, like an afternoon in bed.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. You're currently hearing in the background the sounds of Mitski from their latest release, The Land is Inhospitable and So Are We. But we'll get back to Mitski in a moment. We ended off that set with new music from the one and only Spencer Krug.
Yeah, Spencer Krug is probably best known for the contributions to Wolf Parade and Moonphase, but this latest solo release just highlights their contributions. I believe they're the sole musician on all of the songs here. From their latest release titled I Just Drew This Knife, we heard Nostalgia is the Rose. And something we heard that definitely is not happening right now in Windsor, we heard a song called Heat Death. It's a colder day, so, you know, maybe that will warm me up a little bit hearing that one from a band called Marin that hail from BC. Prior to that, a group that we've played before on the show, they have a single and an EP that were released this year. Both are exceptional. They're called Love Language, and I don't think this band is getting nearly enough attention. They kind of have this mixture of folk and garage rock that mix together. It's some elements of power pop, I guess, too.
Yeah, I guess even a little bit indie rock. Mm-hmm. Really cool band. We heard the song New Money from their EP Indian Cowboy. Prior to that, we heard music from, originally from Guelph, musician Steph Yates. And they put out a new album. They've been performing under the name Cots, although they've been part of many different groups over the years. Really great musician that we got to catch a couple weeks back when Bri Webb played here in Windsor. And Steph's a great performer. She's also did the artwork for Bri's new album, which we should get a track on maybe a future episode. And also, this is her latest album. What did we hear, Adam?
Yeah, from the album Moonlit Building, we heard Flowers Fresh Cut. And then we started things off again with Mitski, hearing something from her latest release, The Land is Inhospitable and So Are We, with the song When Memories Snow. So coming up next, we're going to be hearing something that's newer music, but also older. Some contributions from Sparkle Horse. And this is kind of a bittersweet release, because on one hand, it's great to hear new music from Sparkle Horse, something that most people didn't think they'd be hearing. But the circumstances of why it took so long, of course, are tragic due to the passing away of Linkous, who is the principal songwriter and performer of Sparkle Horse. Dave, I know you were talking about how these sessions were basically unearthed by Linkous's brother, and these sessions themselves took place all the way back in 2010.
Yeah, recorded by Steve Albini. And again, it's just one of those things we didn't, no one thought there would be more new music, and there's a whole album's worth of material. Now, we don't know exactly how much of it was completed, but I think the majority of it was completed, and it just was never kind of mixed and put together. And, you know, his brother and his wife and a couple other musicians that were close to him and Sparkle Horse kind of added some contributions and finished up this album, which is now released and called Bird Machine. Mm-hmm. And we're going to hear a pair of tracks from this release to start off the next set, and then some other new music, including new music from Andrew Savage of Parquet Courts, some music from Australia's Hooper Crescent, and brand new music from the Gold Stars based out of Chicago. So let's get things started. We're going to hear a track right now from Sparkle Horse. We're actually going to hear the track called It Will Never Stop to start off this next set here on Revolution Rock on CJAM 99.1 FM, where we redefine radio in Windsor, Detroit, and also we're syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada.
That's the West Carry On. Where to